I had a phone call from Angus Cameron about a month ago talking about an initiative to promote health and well-being in Aberfeldy. Angus, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you're thinking about?
Right. Thank you for having me. Our initiative is called Aberfeldy, the healthiest town. I suppose you need to see in brackets aspiring to be. But we thought we would make a big effort. This all came about initially because Dr. David Ashcroft, one of the GPs in the health centre, became aware that last year there were 27 new people with type 2 diabetes in really a very small practice of 4,500 people. He also became aware of, or even more aware, I think, during COVID times, of the number of people struggling with their weights, and also the fact that a lot of people became less active during the restrictions. Hopefully, that is the activity is beginning to increase again, but sometimes habits can be difficult to shift. This led him at one point to be looking at a book by a National Geographic journalist called Dan Boitner from the States. And he had looked, and this was probably as far back as the year 2000, he had looked at areas of the world where people lived longer and they lived healthily for longer, many of them into their 90s, and indeed sometimes 100 plus. And this chap looked at what was common to these areas. And what was common was that people walked a lot more. Secondly, that they tended to eat whole foods, many of them plant-based. Thirdly, that they had a very strong sense of social support and community. And fourthly, they all tended to practice some sort of stress management techniques, whether it was yoga or meditation or whatever, which allowed them to stay calm, and they had a low incidence of emotional disturbance. So Dave and three others, those being Johnny Will, a paramedic who was very used to seeing people with severe illness at an early age. Another doctor, Dr. Lees, who's been working in the health centre, and myself, who I'm an ex-GP, but now work as a counsellor and psychotherapist. So I see quite a lot of people with anxiety and depression. So we were very concerned about some of these things. And we had a look at what the evidence was that Dan Boitner had collected. And he had taken the information that he had collected to certain areas in the States. First of all, a small area of 12,000 people called Albert Lea in Minnesota, and introduced these ideas there. And they had the health of the community had improved. They improved the walking and cycling, and they improved the diet and the community cohesion. They then took it to a place, an area called Beach Cities in California. And again, they had success in improving things. And then there was a project in Iowa, a much bigger setup. And again, they had success. And there have been various places in the States have been successful in improving matters, working from the community up, rather than doctors sitting in their consulting rooms talking one-to-one, or public health people wagging their fingers at folk. So our feeling was that we should try and nudge people into healthier lifestyles. And it seemed to us that there was quite a lot of opportunities for exercise already in Aberfeldy, although there may be more possible. It seemed to us that Aberfeldy had a strong community and has got a proven record of doing things. So that was hopeful. But the one thing we thought maybe needed to change a fair bit was people's eating habits. And for that reason, we have been looking at, and we are still at the place of looking at things and gathering information, but we've been looking at what happens in the school canteen, for example, talking to the home economics teachers, also looking at the mental health of school children, but also the affordability of healthy food within the town and the way it is presented in various shops, the possibility of identifying healthy options in cafes as well. So we're just at the stage of really gathering information and ideas. And so what I'm doing tonight is asking community council members for ideas and information and to get in touch with us if they have ideas. So can I stop there and let you ask any questions that you might have?
Okay, community councillors.
How do we get in touch?
Right, well, in two or three ways. First of all, we have a website, which is healthiesttown.org. And we have a presence on Instagram and Facebook at healthiesttown. But you can also get in touch with either Dr. Ashcroft or myself at the health centre. And I'm happy for you to have my number to get in touch with me personally, which I could let Vic have to circulate.
Okay.
Lorraine, do you have any questions?
No, I think it's a really good positive initiative. I think, you know, hopefully you get a lot of good positive feedback from it, and it'll be a, you know, real help to some people. I know for some people shopping locally and things isn't always an option for costs, and I think for families on a budget, certainly looking at how you can eat well for less and things is certainly a really good idea. And I don't know, maybe bringing local companies on, maybe like Ballantagget or something, that could maybe do some food and nutrition, healthy family type meals that would be really good, that maybe they were able to prepare or maybe do a demonstration to show, you know, these are options that families could have, and maybe be able to provide them, you know, through different sources in the town, maybe that people can buy at reasonable costs and things would be really good. I think, I don't know, as someone who's battled with their weight forever, I think maybe some kind of support group, I think, you know, as middle age and older middle age people who have dieted all their life, they know what they should eat, they know how much of it they should eat. Doing it is a different thing. So maybe some kind of support group where, you know, people overeat for a whole lot of different reasons, or just eat the wrong types of food for a whole lot of different reasons. So maybe some kind of, as you say, emotional, mental health, and over this last year, that's really affected people differently. So maybe some kind of support group would maybe be a good idea. Whether that's a one-to-one basis or whether it's in a group, people might not want to discuss all their reasons for, you know, their bad habits, but, you know.
I think we might want to try and provide both.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt that support from people who are striving for the same purpose is a useful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think, despite the fact that many people have struggled for years, there still seems to be a lack of accurate information. And that's something that we would hope to provide.
Yeah, because, you know, for dieting for forever, you do get cross-purposes. You're doing, you know, a keto-based diet, you're doing a low-fat diet, you're doing a no-carb diet, you're doing no eat everything that's full of fat and, you know, natural products, and you just get conflicting, you know, information all the time. You kind of know what you shouldn't be eating. Everybody knows what they shouldn't be eating, but, yeah, it's easier said than done.
Val?
Well, I don't have to comment because I've already been in touch with Angus, so we've already had a conversation a couple of times, so we're already in touch, so.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Okay, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm all for it. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Jean?
Yeah, good idea.
Aaron? Are you picking those up, Karen?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, it's a really good idea. And probably if I'm not so tired, I'll think about it with different hats and probably get in touch. I'm not quite sure which hat, though. I can't figure that out right now, but it sounds so good. But it would need then more people involved to see it actually practically go through. Because one of the things I do see quite a lot with the school is it's not the easiest group to engage with, although always it's a good idea. So the more people involved with things could help such a project. But yeah, all of that's just needed so much at the moment and always will be.
Mary, this is your type of thing, is it?
Possibly. The only, I think it's an excellent idea as well. What I did wonder was, I know that Pitlochry have just started, except it's another, you know, initiative, but it's something called Grow and Share.
Yeah.
And it's for people with surplus vegetables and fruits that they've grown. For example, I know quite a number of communities who have apples, and they'll share them. You know, they've got too many for their own use. And I wondered if something like that could, you know, certainly over the last few weeks, getting fruit and vegetables in the co-op hasn't always been easy. And yet a number of people are growing, a variety of different vegetables. And if they have surplus, what they tend to do is to give them to friends and family. But that, you know, there's, you know, they may have even more than that. And if there were a natural scheme through which they could, you know, people they could contact with and say, I've got far too many tatties, could you take some, you know, or lots of apples or plums is a biggie. I know that they seem to go particularly well here. So something along those lines, possibly.
Yeah. The Community Time Bank.
The Time Bank, yes.
Giles Coningsby is involved in promoting a Grow to Give scheme.
Grow to Give, that right. Yeah.
In Aberfeldy,
right. Yeah. Right. And,
also, I noticed in the Quare yesterday that the community larder had been quite successful in distributing foods obtained from the co-op, which was going out of date, and they had been managing to, you know, distribute it well to avoid waste from that point of view. So I think we are having some success in that direction.
Angus and myself talked about a couple of specific things when he phoned me about a month ago. One was Walter Yellowley's son.
Robin.
I forget if it was Robin or Mike.
Robin, yeah.
We had talked about having some sort of community orchard in Aberfeldy, where the kids could go and steal apples and what have you, a bit like they have in Dunkeld.
Yes, that seemed a good idea and perhaps quite a simple idea. Robin Yellowlees has been involved in discussions, I think, with the golf and rugby clubs about the new clubhouse and maybe discussing ideas for the use of the back nine golf holes, which are no longer in use. Not necessarily talking about an orchard over there, but perhaps use of that for further exercise for the community might be a possibility. But there do seem to be one or two areas where planting fruit trees might be a possibility.
So I guess the wider point associated with that is just making better use of our open spaces.
Yeah.
Make sure people are comfortable to use these places and feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah.
So there's two things we've been talking about tonight that might tie into this as well, Angus. We talked about this sort of action planning.
Yes.
Exercise for Aberfeldy. Mm-hmm. So there's quite a lot of things that could actually become quite a good forum for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, one thing I should say is that we're rather aware of not duplicating what other folk are doing already. We're very aware of what the Time Bank does, and we're aware of the church attempts to improve communications. We're not wanting to duplicate what folk are already doing. We'd rather be concentrating on where there seem to be some gaps. And perhaps at present, the biggest gap is the dietary one. It's been back in 1948, Bevan thought that by developing prevention, that we would reduce dependence on his new health service, but that has never come to pass. And we certainly are keen to promote more prevention to stop people ending up being unwell. Dr. Lees, the young registrar who's been with us the last few months, he identified that 59% of the deaths in Aberfeldy in the last few years were in fact early deaths, many of which might have been prevented or postponed. So they were from conditions which were related very often to lifestyle, partly dietary, partly exercise. So we think we should be targeting these areas and seeing if we can do something about it instead of just accepting a never increasing level of disease and associated problems.
So if we leave it maybe to maybe our October meeting or so and invite you back.
That would be good. Thank you.
See where we've got to.
Yeah.
Could I just check it's okay to use two figures you quoted? So you've said 59% of deaths in Aberfeldy, early deaths.
Yeah.
You've also quoted 27 new diabetes cases. Is it appropriate to give those numbers?
Yes, and you should say type 2 diabetes. So we're not talking about children or young people developing type 1 diabetes. We're talking about type 2 diabetes, which of course used to be in middle-aged and older people, but unfortunately now we're seeing some in children as well. But yes, those figures are fine. So feel free to circulate my phone number, Vic, to the members of the council.